Hello, everyone, and this is part two of our discussion with the beautiful Miss Bea Benene. I'm here with Chef Edward and Chef Sharwin, and we're going to be continuing what we've been talking about, the future, what the future looks like for Bea Benene's culinary career. We know that she's a great actress. You see her on TV, but what you might not have known is that she is slowly but surely building a food empire. Sobra na eh, no?
You know, yeah, food empire.
Food empire. Diba?
Iba na yung meaning ng empire.
So where did we leave off, Chef Edward?
Ayan, in part one of our profile of Bea Benene, we talked about her cafe. No? So after that, nag-transition na si Bea into taking up culinary classes with Chef Gene Gonzalez in the Center for Asian Culinary Studies, no? Or CACS. Bea, yeah, tell us more about your journey. Nauna ba ang hilig mo sa food and wanting to get into culinary sa cafe? Or dahil sa cafe na-inspire ka mag-culinary? Eh? Which came first? O dahil in-interview mo ako, kaya ka na-inspire?
Chef, for some reason, sabay siya. Kasi, like, I remember clearly na nung nagpunta ako dun sa Wofex ng San Remo Coffee Machines, dun ko na-meet si Chef Gene kasi katapat ng booth ng San Remo, yung booth ng CACS yata or like a brand he was endorsing. So, dun kami nagkita kasi syempre, like, I know he's Gene Gonzalez, so like nagpakilala ako, ganyan. Tapos dun na siya nagbigay ng flyers ng school. And then, sakto kasi, the school is near where we're staying, ganyan. So, and syempre, as kilala and sikat si CACS then with their education, ganyan, with the skills that they teach. So, parang, oh, why not? Ganyan, sabi ko, tagal ko na rin naman gustong mag-culinary, but I just haven't had the chance to start. And ako, before that, I was baking na. I used to bake na. I started baking when I was 18 kasi there's this I have a friend from the US that she used to send cookies and Nutella crinkles to me here in the Philippines.
Oh my gosh, Nutella crinkles.
From the US. Yes, chef.
Marunong ka
ginagawa ko yun. I will send some next time.
Thank you. You read my mind.
Oh my God. Nutella crinkles.
Diba? Nutella crinkles.
Yeah.
Napapos ako eh. Napaintra pa sa kwento ni Bea. Parang, Nutella crinkles? Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Like, nilalagay ko yung isang 300 gram jar ng Nutella crinkles dun sa batter ko.
Oh my God.
So it's very sinful but very good also. Anyways.
Walang sinful dito.
Wala. May confession naman eh. Okay
so
lang
anyway,
yan.
So siya, ano siya, parang, eh kasi nag-start na siyang she's a respiratory therapist. So nag-start na siyang mag-work. So sabi niya, ikaw na lang kaya mag-bake. So binigay niya sa akin yung recipe niya kasi favorite ko talaga. And then, siniship niya from LA to Manila. So parang siya, parang sabi niya, ikaw na lang mag-bake. Tapos binigay niya yung recipe and then actually nung debut ko, siya yung nag-gift sa akin ng KitchenAid. So,
oh wow.
Yun.
Mga last year to, nung debut mo.
Naks.
Yeah.
Grabe naman last year. Napaisip mo man ako doon.
High five.
Utak 18 pa. Ganun. Anyways. So yun, doon na nag-start. Tapos nag-start ako mag-google ng mga more of baking talaga. Yun nga lang kasi, hindi kasi ako kumakain ng cake. Like,
what?
I throw up.
Wait. Hindi ka kumakain ng any kind cake. Of cake.
Any cake, tsaka may cake sa pangalan, tsaka mukhang cake. Like ice cream cake, mousse. I started eating apple pies like 2 years ago lang.
Paano kung may boyfriend ka ba ngayon? O secret? Kasi
secret
paano,
yun.
Paano kung mukha siyang cake? Cute siya. Ayaw mo siyang kiss dahil cake. Labo ng tanong yun. Paano kung pinaglihi siya sa chocolate cake? Alam niyo ba, pinaglihi ako sa chocolate cake? By the way, guys, itsura ko.
Pero chef, like, ano, I bake cakes. Like, alam mo yung tin can cake?
Oo.
Mm. Yeah.
Chef, masarap ako mag-bake nun.
Eh, bakit?
Yung sabi nila. Kasi hindi ako kumakain.
What about
hotcakes?
Sasabi
nila masarap yun.
Oo nga, pancakes.
I eat pancakes.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, at least meron.
Crepe, di ba? Crepe. kumakain ako ng crepe. Pero yung gagawin mo siyang crepe cake, hindi na ako makain nun.
What?
Sobrang naku-curious
ako. Sobrang weird,
no? Anong para nangyari?
Psychological lang siya.
Anong nangyari sa'yo pero nung bata ka? Bakit ganyan?
Hindi ko alam. Hindi ko gusto yung... Actually, hindi ko nga alam kung yung icing ba or yung sponge yung ayoko. Kasi kumakain naman ako ng mamon.
Wait, so, ang hula ko, buttercream. Yan yung hula ko.
Pero yun, feeling ko the icing because kahit whipped cream, hindi ako nag-whipped cream.
Cheesecake. Ako,
Bea, Bea,
hindi rin
ako say,
kumakain ng cheesecake.
Ikaw na ngayon ang pickiest eater in the world after you've done that. I relinquish my title.
Nag-improve na ako kasi ngayon nga since marunong na akong alam ko na yung mga chiffon cake na parang di ba parang mamon lang naman and all. So medyo kumakain na ako nun or like di ba yung mga
ganache lang,
lady
diba?
Fingers.
Oh,
like
tiramisu.
Yung lady fingers sa tiramisu ganyan tiramisu. Sponge lang yun eh. Tapos ito toast mo lang. So parang broas lang ganyan. So medyo kumakain na ako nun. Nag-improve na ako, chef. Pero like yung literal cake na yung hindi kahit cheesecake actually.
Wow.
Sad no, feeling ko lang sad din.
But how do you taste it? If it's too sweet, if it's tansya-tansya mo na lang talaga?
With the cakes, I don't really hindi ako kasi lagi nagbe-bake ng iba't ibang ano. I just have like my staple sure akong cheese yung chocolate tin can cake ko nga. So doon. And then, patikim dito sa bahay. Patikim ko kay mama, patikim ko kay yaya, ganyan.
Bisita
pero pag lasa, okay lang.
Bisita nga tayong tatlo pag nagbe-bake si Bea para walang problema.
Laging free taste. No?
Ganon. So, medyo weird. Pero, ano rin. So, anyways. So, yun. Parang, so, puro pastry, baking. Tapos, nung inano ko nga yung dun sa na-meet ko si Chef Jean, parang, why not? Sabi ko, eh, parang iba-iba kasi yun, may skills class lang, may pro class. Dapat skills lang yung kukunin ko. Kaya lang sabi ko, why not pro na, ganyan? Eh, 1 year lang naman. Tapos at least, ano na, as in diploma na. Tapos,
test na yun. Oh.
Yun, eh kasi yung sa school, they give until NC4. So, eh usually parang it's until NC2, 3 lang eh.
Ganito lang. So, ako, NC2 instructor lang ako. I can't teach ano, hanggang 4. Oh.
I just had ano my qualify assessment ng NC3. Wala inaantay lang namin yung NC4. Pero
cool.
Yun. Tsaka and kumpleto na lahat, even basic French, even the wine. We had wine day, like wine tasting, wine seminar for 3 days ganyan. So lahat kasama and it's not just baking but also cuisine kasi sabi ko, parang gusto ko mag-cuisine kasi hindi nga ako makain ng cake. So baka hindi ako masyadong maka-benefit dun sa pastry lang. So, yun. That's where it started. And then, sakto, since yun nga yung sinaset up ko yung coffee shop ko, kaya ko parang sobrang naging busy talaga. Na parang kulang na lang hatiin ko na yung katawan ko. Kasi I had a teleserye that time. I was setting up my business and I was starting culinary school.
Parang hindi nga magandang combination.
Walang tulog yun.
Yun nga. Walang tulog, kaya ang dami kong absences nga nung ano, kaya ko siya kinukuha pa ngayon. Parang yung batch ko, graduate na ako, parang nakakatatlong lower batch na yung nasasamahan kong makeup classes. Kasi hindi pa rin ako tapos.
Si Ate Bea ka na dun sa batch. O si Ate Bea.
Parang naging ano na, parang senior na sa kanila. Kasi syempre, anong batch mo? Parang 40 ako. Ngayon, mga batch 40 to 43 na yung pumapasok sa school.
Actually, maganda ganun. Yan kasi pag senior ka sa culinary school, pwede mong utusan yung mga mas bata, gawin yung mga
actually,
ayaw mong gawin.
Actually.
Napaghalataan tuloy ko ang ginawa ko ng kulinary.
Bully!
Hindi ang ginagawa ko naman. Kunwari, ano, sinasabi ko sa kanila, hindi kayo na yan, ganyan. Kasi syempre, like, last time, we had seafood fabrication day. Syempre, 3 days yun, ang minakeup ko, isang araw lang naman. So sabi ko, kayo na yung sa, like, yung mismong seafood. Kasi I had my time, parang ganun. So, ayun.
So ngayon, if for example lang kaming tatlo, bumisita kami, what would be the dish that you would cook? Yung dish na confident ka you can stand behind?
Is this like a casual, ano lang, like ako lang po mag-isa? Or kunyari kasama ko yung, may mga kasama akong pwedeng magluto?
Depende. Wala lang, kakain lang kami sa bahay mo, parang ganun.
Kunwari, nagkataon lang.
Kung ako lang, I would make for my four cheese lasagna.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. Nasa lasagna kick pa naman ako the past 2 weeks. Like,
Bea, takamin mo naman kami. Describe your four cheese lasagna. All white sauce ba? May red sauce? May meat? Anong four cheese?
No, may red sauce. May red sauce, may white sauce. And then yung sauce ko, dun na white sauce, may cream cheese na dun.
Oh my God.
And then yung iba't ibang layers ko ng cheese. Like there's mozzarella. Basta yung mga stretchy cheeses, uh-huh. Ganyan. And then yung meat, I put beef and pork then.
Oh my God. Mm. Parang kaming mga Garfield dito kaming tatlo.
Schedule na natin. Schedule na natin to. Another episode na habang kumakain ng lasagna, managre-record
tayo. Mukbang na, mukbang.
Lasagna mukbang. Shucks. Do you plan on selling this four cheese lasagna in your cafe in Nueva Ecija?
That I'm not sure kasi ako mismo gumagawa nun and it's in the cafe will be in Nueva Ecija. So if baka like special ano lang or pwedeng
ayaw mo ituro sa cooks mo dun or ano sa staff
medyo
secret recipe.
So pero kasi like pre-pandemic, during the pandemic na ba yun? Basta may time na nag-online business kasi ako rin, yung mga cookies, crinkles, ganyan. And then I sold also my lasagna.
Parang nakita ko nga.
Pero ang hirap lang kasi ang tagal gawin. Kasi syempre, yung red sauce, white sauce, ang tagal yung gawin.
Baka yung pasta, you make it pa from scratch, ang hirap nun.
Ah, syempre, chef, hindi.
Kala ko, pati yung sheets, rinoroll out mo pa eh.
Hindi.
Si Raulo lang gagawa nun. Kagaya ko.
Ang pinaka nagawa ko lang sa bahay na medyo funny, sarili kong puff pastry.
Oh, wow.
Ang hirap nun. Rolyo ko
lang. I mean...
Like, to the point, sobrang funny, chefs, kasi parang tumatawag yung guard sa amin. Na parang may nagpo kasi gabi na tas weekend may construction po ba dyan sa inyo, may nagpupukpuk po ba kasi diba frozen yung butter so pinupukpuk para maging malleable sa konti. Wala parang buti hindi na
intriga sa tabloid the next day, no? Bea Bineno nang bubugbog, may mga ganyan.
yun pala nagbe-bake lang.
Pero, actually, if you know, we have to explain this to all of our listeners, no? Kung gaano kahirap gumawa ng puff pastry, kung gaano ka nakakainis. So, umaabot siya sa point na kahit na yung mga sikat na chefs and sikat na restaurateurs, they will tell you that they buy their puff pastry. As in, hindi na sila nagtsatsagang gumawa ng sarili nilang puff pastry. Ganun ka hirap gumawa nun. So, bilib ako sa dedication mo na gumagawa ka nun.
Pero medyo hindi ko na po inulit yun.
para ka palang ako. Kasi gumawa din ako ng puff pastry ko by myself. Hindi na rin naulit yun. One time lang.
Uh-huh. So, ngayon ang plano ko, tatry ko na lang. Kasi ang sinasabi nila, different like yung make your own puff pastry. Kasi alam mong butter. Kasi yung iba, diba, they use shortening na ganyan para mas flaky and all. So, ang next ano ko, titikman ko na lang yung mga store-bought puff pastries kung ano yung pinakamasarap para mas madali na buhay ko.
Mas madali talaga buhay mo niyan. Ako, hindi ako nagbabalak. Ayan. I used to sell breads naman nung pandemic. Are you enjoying? Yan ang magandang tanong. Are you enjoying your culinary journey right now?
Very much. And kaya ko nalaman na nag-enjoy ako sa culinary school journey ko. Kasi mahirap siya pala. Nasabi ko, kung hindi ko to gusto, magkukwit talaga ako. Kasi lalo na ngayon, di ba, I'm doing my internship in Cafe Isabel kasi required kami sa school. Parang there's an internship and then we have to do an externship pa. So nasa internship pa lang ako ngayon. So, grabe yung init sa like real industrial kitchen.
Oh, no, yes.
Than the like school kitchen, different. Tsaka yung pagod mo, yung rush it gives you, sobrang iba. Pero sabi ko nga, dun ko na-realize na baka love ko pala talaga to. Baka gusto ko pala talaga yung ginagawa ko. Kasi sure ako na kung hindi ko to gusto, baka nag-quit na ako matagal na.
Saan mo plano mag-externship?
Hindi ko pa alam. Kasi parang sa school kasi, kami maghahanap and then they have to approve. lang kung saan, if I'm not mistaken. Pero like yung iba, I have some batchmates and like higher batches who did their externship abroad. Yung iba rin naman, like sa hotels lang dito sa Philippines, sa Manila. And then may iba parang nasa Boracay, ganyan. So hindi ko pa po alam. Kasi sabi ko, hindi pa nga ako tapos sa internship hours ko, externship pa kaya.
Naisip ko lang, hindi kaya mahirap mag-externship si Bea kasi everywhere she goes, kilala siya. So, baka
sabi
mahirap.
Sabi ko nga po, it's either mabubully ako or like, yung, ako na yan, Bea, ako na yan.
Mm. Yeah, I would
either
think...
pagtitripan nila ako, na parang, authorities na to, ganyan-ganyan. Pero ano, ikaw pinakabago dito, linis kang grease trap. Yung mga ganon. Pero it or like it's either parang baka ma-conscious na, oy, Bea, ako na yan kasi mahiya kasi na artista. Yung ganun, hindi naman sa nagfi-feeling ako or what. Pero syempre, conscious lang din ako kasi syempre gusto ko din na kung yung normal lang, yung sakto lang, yung middle lang ba.
Okay.
Ayun.
Okay. Yung ganyan naman, just to give you a tip. Mayroon rin akong cousin na nagganyan, no? Nag-internship, externship. Pretty rin yung cousin ko, young babae na ano, she had that fear also na baka mangyari yun sa kanya. Mm-hmm. What
kasi
happened was,
may hierarchy din sa kitchen.
May hierarchy, eh. So and the kitchens, yung mga industrial kitchen, yung mga pro kitchen, they're still very much male-dominated, unfortunately, di ba? Dahil nasa, there's a lot of misogyny that happens in our kitchens. Pero, ang kagandaan nito, kunento na ako ng cousin ko, she asserted herself. As in, sabi niya, no, let me do it. Hindi ako matututo.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do it, kaya ko yan. And if ano, pag nagkamali ako, tapikin niyo ako, turuan niyo ako, kasi hindi ako matututo ng ganyan. She even did mga ano, cruise ship, eventually. So yun, natuto siya, natuwa siya. Ganun siya nag-internship. Ano siya? Under naman kay the legendary Chef Ernie Babaran, no? Sa Ice Cam. So pastry chef naman siya. So kahit sino sa amin sa family mag-birthday o ano man, event, siya gumagawa ng cake. Napakaganda talaga.
I got you. Ganun.
Oo, ganun siya. There. Bea, hindi ako as sanay sa mga ano eh, mga showbiz stuff. Actually, itong dalawa, dahil sila yung sa TV talaga, si Richie also was in production also. Si Richie may tanong, no? Richie, what is your, ano, may question kang nilagay sa chat eh. Sabi ko, sige, ikaw na bahala.
No, because I noticed that a couple of weeks ago, no, you signed a contract with Viva. Diba?
Mm-hmm. I transferred management. Sila bahala. So kung and syempre tayo naman kung saan tayo may trabaho po, marami pong bayarin ang mga bills, 'di ba? Kaya kung saan tayo may trabaho and kung saan okay ang offer, doon naman tayo. But I've always said that I'll always be a Kapuso. I mean, my whole life I was there and talagang I owe them everything and I'm always be thankful to them.
Mm-hmm. But given that Viva is your manager now, and given that Viva has a Viva Max where they've been releasing a lot of very adult themed content, do you see yourself or is this where you're going a little bit more adult roles now for Bea? Or, you know, to kind of break that, no? Because I've known you
for... Not necessarily daring, huh? What we're saying is adult.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
More adult. Yeah. So because I've known you, because even just looking at you right now, I still see the lovely teenager and a very wholesome. I follow you on Instagram, or friends on Facebook and all of that. And even when you're on the beach, it seems to be a big deal if you wear a swimsuit.
I'm covered,
diba? Yeah. Even if you're, ano, diba? So... do you think that this you're getting to a point that you feel that you're ready, or you just want to, you know, take it one step at a time, or whatever you're comfortable with?
So the first thing that I said right after I sat down on our meeting with Viva, sabi ko, hindi ko po kayang maghubad.
Well, that's awesome. No, that's awesome. Kasi
what an opening.
Yeah. How people set
talaga.
Boundaries is always... That's number one. That's crucial. Mm-hmm. For me, that's very crucial.
And then, I'm very thankful that they assured me na you don't worry, you don't have to worry about it. We have artists that are very much willing to go down that path.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of artists also like you who's not very willing to be there. So I'm very thankful that they said that, they assured me naman. And kumbaga ako personally kasi another dream of mine is actually to be a news anchor and a reporter. Oh, kasi nga, I literally grew up also with GMA News and Public Affairs. So, I've worked with Tita Mel, with Miss Vicky Morales for the longest time. So, talagang I looked up to them talaga. Right. And gusto ko yung like nagbabasa sa prompter kasi yung mga pang-chika minute nagbabasa sa prompter. Dream ko yun. Kaya nung nakapag-ano ako doon, yung nakapag-reliever ako kay Miss Iya, sobrang parang isang linggo yata ako nagdadasal simula para until that day. Kasi like, okay, it's kumbaga attached dun sa dream ko.
Right.
So, syempre, and I was very honest also with VAA, with Viva Artists Agency, sila Ms. Veronique, that I still want to do that. Mm-hmm. And I'd sabi ko, I don't think I can do that if I have projects like that.
Tama.
I don't have anything against artists or like the project who does that. I mean, ang sexy nila, ang alam mo yun, sobrang if so I'm sure they're proud of the materials and the craft that they
correct.
Do. Correct. But it's just sabi ko, maybe it's not just really for me.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi nga ano ko, yun yung gusto ko eh. Yun yung gusto ko mag-host. Gusto ko mag-newscast. So, alam nga namang, paano ko, dapat ka-respeto ka, pero, di ba?
Right.
So, ayun. So, right now, maybe, I think, I'm not sure if, they will still release some like, shows, dun sa Viva Max na not really, ayun, it's parang nagkakaroon siya ng ganong ano na ng ganong theme ng ganong ano. So but for sure that Viva will have a lot of projects na hindi ganon. Na
that's what you're gonna
nila.
Say.
Kasi, yes, I've heard a lot na kumbaga sinasabi rin nila yung plans nila. Na, okay, we're planning to do this. Okay, very good. Game po. Kasi okay tayo doon, 'di ba? Basta ano naman,
right.
Basta sa
so, rules project. Na, let's say edgier, whether it's a drug addict, something that might be a little bit more dark because because 'di ba you're known for your sweet image,
diba? Wholesome,
diba? So not leaving out the part na ano na hubad, but you know, heavier, meatier na ano na, let's say darker
mas
roles
adult,
na
kumbaga kontrabida or something.
Mm-hmm. Parang ganon. There'll be a challenge
yan
for you.
Yan po yung isa, sinabi ko rin yan dati, nasabi ko, hindi naman po ibig sabihin ng mas matured na role, kailangan na po ng hubaran, diba?
Exactly.
Sabi ko.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And parang ako, if maganda yung project, maganda yung story, if confident naman ako na kaya kong gawin yun, why not naman? But I just don't want na, okay, I'll be forced to do this tapos I won't be able to give justice kasi like, hindi ako confident gawin yun. Or like, hindi ako, kumbaga, I'm not confident to be, to be in that kind of, out of my comfort zone situation. Parang ganun.
Yeah, that's
yung
fair.
Yung exciting, yung Viva, may Viva Foods. So baka makapag-collaborate ka pa with them there. Diba?
And oh my gosh, hearing Boss Vic yung dun sa mga Viva Foods na ano niya, ang dami nilang plano and
exactly.
Sobrang looking forward ako makatuloy.
Nai-invite kami minsan.
Parang wala kaya ako natatry na ibang, na ibang restaurants ni Viva Mac, may Viva Foods. Pero even like the Greyhound, natry niyo na ba yung Greyhound?
Oo, oh, yun yung sinasabi ko eh. We're always invited sa mga launch ng mga resto nila. Mm-hmm. Happy kami. So that's something exciting for you also. We also heard rumors. Mm-hmm. Rumors ah. Kunwari na lang unsubstantiated. Mm-hmm. Pero alam namin medyo matutuloy ito. There's gonna be another platform ng Viva to put the other content nila. So baka doon, I already know what it's gonna be called, pero hanggat hindi pa nalalaunch yan, baka may iba pa yung name. Yeah, something like that. Yan.
Oh, yeah.
Baka doon malagay yung mga cooking show mo na pwedeng ikaw na magbida-bida doon, di ba? Yung mga food show.
Sana nga. Sabi ko nga, gusto ko actually, gusto ko ng travel show.
Di ba?
Yes.
Bea, pagka na tuloy yan, huwag mo may kakalimutan na kahit sidekick mo lang, kahit batok-batokan mo lang kami sa show.
Actually, with the...
Naku po, baka baliktad. Baka baliktad. Ako po huwag yung kalimutan. Baka kailangan niya ng PA.
Kami ni Sarwin yung ano. Kami ni Sarwin na treat siya yung ano.
Ganyan.
Pagka lalabas na yung cake lagi, oh, kayo kumain guys.
I know you actually, just came from Singapore with sina Lucky, our friends from Discover M&L.
Oh,
sina
yes.
Kim Poy,
I met them for the first time.
Oh, they are sweethearts. Lucky is a sweetheart, yeah.
Actually, with her,
yeah,
ano,
di ba? It's a nice, sorry po, yung sa Singapore, it's for Universal Studios,
right.
Singapore. And ang maganda doon, like, may food, ano rin, kasi meron silang parang Halloween, parang dinner, pero like Halloween themed. So like, yung dessert nila mukhang utak, ganyan, tapos yung, yung plato mo nasa Ouija board, ganyan. So maganda yung concept. It's spooky, it's Halloween-y, but it's a nice concept. Wala lang, share ko lang.
Actually, with the Bea's knowledge na ngayon with food and coffee, and then at the same time yung preference mo to work in news, feeling ko natural progression nga for you to host a traveling food show. Kasi yeah, parang that's essentially what it is, diba? And ako lang ang masasabi ko lang, ang secret to a successful traveling food show is pag nagsama ka ng mga taong taga-kain para sa iyo.
Oo,
so, meron akong kilala.
At alam ko na kung sino yung mga taga-kain.
Hindi naman, we don't wanna name drop, pero
oh, di naman. Parang,
sounds like Chichi, sounds like ano, Jarwin.
I don't wanna name drop, but saan ko papadala yung biodata ko?
Alam mo pa anong maganda? Gumawa tayo ng show na parang, alam mo yung nasa Netflix ngayon, yung Is It Cake? So it's just a show ng mga talented bakers na ang trabaho lang nila is to make the cake not look like cake, di ba? Tapos huhulain kung totoong cake siya o hindi. So sakto yun para sa'yo kasi hindi nila kinakain yung cake. Hinuhula lang nila kung alin yung cake. Alin
kung cake ikaw hindi.
Tapos yung tatlong judge, yun lang yung kumakain ng cake. So again,
so kayo yun.
Tatlo yung tao dito na pwedeng tumikim ng cake. Yun lang naman ang sinasabi ko.
Pinanood ko yun. Yun yung tipong show na inis ka. Na gusto mo na yun, ang bobo naman ang show na tapos natapos mo na yung buong season. Ganyan nangyari sa akin.
Parang yung konsepto niya nakakatawa lang, di ba? Parang isipin mo, yun lang gagawin nila, hulayan lang nila kung cake o hindi. Tapos pag nanonood ka na, hindi ka na rin sigurado kung alin dun yung cake. Kahit napanood mong ginagawa
cake,
nila yung cake.
Cake yun.
Oo. So yun. I'm glad that you're enjoying. Before we end this show though, ano, Bea, may last question kami. Well, ano, na-curious kami, ano, so we were talking about this. Kasi usually we do a quick pre-prod chat, no, before we, we interview our guests. Napaisip kaming tatlo, bakit ang daming celebrity na nagkukulinary? Ever since na to, di ba? Bakit napapahilig sila magluto? Di ba? Is it more dahil you get exposed sa traveling when you do shoots, mga ganyan, tapos natutuwa kayo sa culinary scene, gano'n? Ang dami eh. Like sila Juday, si Goma has his own vlog.
Maybe it's an escape from the stress that you get.
I can think of like few reasons. Like number one, siguro po dahil, kunwari, I can get a diploma in a year with culinary school. Parang ganon. And then number two, maybe it's, maybe they want to have their own coffee shop or like their own F&B business na at least they want to like have an idea and their own input din kasi maalam nila at maalam sila dun sa ginagawa sa kusina. Number three, I think, yun, pero kapag nag-travel, parang mas maging knowledgeable, like, with the different cuisines and all. And siguro number four, ano rin siguro, para may ano ka, may backup plan. Kasi, being a chef, or like, if you know something, it's a skill eh. Like, it's a skilled job. Diba? So like,
correct.
When someone decides, or like when they decide na, okay, maybe I want to try different things and get away from the limelight for quite some time, ganyan, I can do this, I can do that, at least ganyan. I think ganun, or maybe hobby lang talaga, or maybe bored lang sila, ganyan.
But actually, you're very right about that part, ah, yung skills. I think that's really the most important thing, you know, like, hindi ko masabi sa mga tao na malaki kikitain mo sa F&B, like it's still a crapshoot, diba? When you open a restaurant, mm-hmm. whether hit siya or not, hindi mo masabi. Pero kung meron ka nung kitchen skills, forever ka magkakatrabaho. Like, kung marunong ka maghiwa or marunong ka magbake, parang forever
kasi
ka
forever
makakahanap
lahat
ng trabaho. Oo, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yun, and parang kunwari, with also jobs abroad, di ba it's a, ano eh, it's a skilled, you're a skilled worker. Di ba parang ganun, yun right. Yung ano nila sa'yo. So, more opportunities also abroad with jobs
si,
abroad.
Si Madam, ano, si Miss Ai, nagko-culinary ngayon abroad?
I think so.
Ai de las Alas, di ba? Feeling ko mali ako, baka nursing or ano. Hindi, alam ko
parang,
culinary.
Parang nursing eh. Ata. Parang nursing ata.
Pero ang alam ko, yung nag-ano siya, parang nagmamanage siya ng home for the, ano, like...
Ah, so baka nursing.
Ano yun yung...
For the agent?
Oo, parang gano'n yan.
Oo, yung mga for seniors.
Something
retirement
like
home, retirement
yung
home.
Elderly, yes, retirement home. Yun.
Okay. Guys, Bea, you know what? That was a very wonderful ano, discussion that we had this evening. We were so
sana,
happy.
Sana po may sense yung mga pinagsasasabi
hindi,
ko.
Hindi, ang saya. Kasi parang nagkaroon kami ng insight into, yun nga, someone who started a cafe. And yun nga, someone like you who is, ano, humble enough to acknowledge na, de, okay sa probinsya, ano, okay mag-cafe doon, mag-business doon, ano, yung barrier to entry is easier actually, and it's good for the family. Mm-hmm. Natuwa ako sa ganung kwento. Mm-hmm. These are life stories that are very real, no? Kaya ako na happy. Bea, thank you very much for gracing us with your presence dito sa aming munting programang The Cine Gang. Hopefully...
Naku, maraming salamat po. It's an honor and a pleasure to ano to be here and a pleasure to talk to three of you and sana po may next time pa.
Oo, sana may next time. And minsan nag-adventure kaming tatlo randomly, like kunwari, guys, tara, ano tayo, kain tayo sa ganito, ganyan, sa somewhere, mga hindi pa namin nakakainan, be it low end, high end, any end. Mm-hmm. any end din, no? Kumakain kami. Sama ka sa amin kung gusto mo. I mean, it's a fun adventure. We try to guide also our followers that okay dito kumain, okay dito mag-try ng ganito, mag-take out ng ganito, or pasalubong ng ganito. Mm-hmm. So yun. So thank you very much. So, hopefully we get to have adventures soon. So yun. To our audience, and to Bea again, once again, thank you. This has been another wonderful, insightful episode of The Cine Gang. Tune in again next time for another episode in our newest season, Profiles. All right. Thank you, everyone. Bye. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.